I devoured, dare I say, drowned in, this gothic romantic fairy tale.
This is a 96-second book review. Find this book and more at The Book and Cover, 1310 Hanover Street in Chattanooga, and at thebookandcover.com.
This is Sarah Jackson with The Book and Cover, and this week's book is The Knight and the Moth by Rachel Gillig. Six does not know how to swim, but worry not, she has always excelled at drowning. So quips the gargoyle companion of our heroine in Rachel Gillig's The Knight and the Moth. The shrouded Six drowning is part of a ritualistic divination process, the origins and utilization of which may not be as it has been told. The Knight and the Moth follows our diviner as she engages reluctantly on a quest across the Stonewater Kingdom in the pursuit of her sister diviners, the five of whom have all mysteriously disappeared right at the end of their prophetical tenure. Six, who we learn was once called Sybil Delling, is joined in her quest by a boy king, a lady knight, a gargoyle, and the devilishly handsome, if not wholly heretical, Sir Roderick Mendacious, each of whom has their own motivations and secrets. I devoured, dare I say, drowned in, this gothic romantic fairy tale. The prose is achingly beautiful, the characters are sharply faceted, and the meditations on fealty, faith, and the powers they serve are as timely as ever. Readers sweltering in the heat will be served well to be transported into a mist-cloaked, mysterious world full of enchanted springs, dark caverns, and densely shaded woods.
This 96-second book review is brought to you by The Book and Cover. Make sure to follow them on social media to learn about new books and up-and-coming events. Get more 96-second book reviews at hits96.com.